It is 8:45 and time for our garden chat as we greet Morne Fellhammer. Good morning, Morne.
Yeah, very good morning to you and all the gardeners which are out so bright and early this morning doing what they have to do to get the weekend started. So this morning we're going to be chatting about a subject that often comes up, and that is small trees in containers in small gardens. And there's various reasons why people would want to plant a small tree in a container. Gardens are getting smaller and smaller, and you'll find yourself restricted to plant trees in the garden by you've just simply run out of space. Sometimes you have services that you need to deal with, like pipes and all kinds of things in the ground. And sometimes you just simply want to bring that foliage and the effect of a tree closer to the patio area, and the only way to do that is by planting in containers. Sometimes you'll also consider putting trees in pots if, for instance, you are renting the property that you are in, and at some other stage you want to, for instance, move those trees to your new residence, then it's easy to move it in the pots. So let's look at a couple of basic principles when, first of all, looking at trees in containers. The container itself is vitally important to actually take into consideration. Most trees require pots or containers which are wider than what they are deep, because the majority of trees have adventitious root systems, which mean they grow towards the side and not down. It also has to do with stability of the pot. Many pots that we have out there in the containers are sort of modern and sleek, but they are tall and narrow. And the problem with that is that you have a stability issue. If you are going to be growing a tree which is nice and tall in a pot and the wind is blowing, then obviously your center of gravity is a lot higher and it might fall over easily. So look for pots which are nice and wide and short and fat. So we're talking about squat type of pots to start off with, very, very importantly. Then you've got to take into consideration the soil that you use in the containers. Don't skimp on that. Don't skimp on the soil preparation and or the potting soil that you are going to be using for the tree planting itself. Because we have to take into consideration that plant is going to be in that container for a long, long time. In other words, you need to give it the best start at growing at what you can possibly do. Drainage, ultimately very important, because that tree is going to be planted into a container which is going to be there for a long time. Make sure that there are sufficient drainage holes in the container. Often you buy a pot that only has one hole at the base. For trees, you will need more than one hole. And the reason for that is as the root mass in the container multiplies and gets more and more over the years, you run the risk of the single hole clogging up at some other point of time. And that is the worst thing that can happen to, as a matter of fact, any plant in a container, that it gets waterlogged because there's poor drainage, because that'll mean that simply the plant will drown. So taking into consideration the type of container that you're going to be used is the first starting point. The second thing is to look at a couple of trees which are well suited to planting in containers. And I'd like to always focus on indigenous. And I think the secret when you're looking at a small tree that needs to go into a container is to look at the type of tree which has a growth habit which will always stay full of foliage right from the base all the way through. The last thing you really want to do, unless you're trying to train a topiary-looking tree, is to have a very big clear stem at the base and then just this little bubble at the top. What we're looking for is we're looking for something that is nice and bushy. So there firstly is Nuxia floribunda, the forest elder. It's a beautiful indigenous tree which gets white-centered flowers, which flower all the way from autumn through to spring. So it's winter flowering here in the Western Cape. A lovely, sweet-smelling flowers, that white flowers in clusters. So if you're having something on the patio, what better to have something that has these lovely, sweet-centered flowers. The next plant and small tree that I would seriously say everybody should consider is Hilaria lucidia. And Hilaria lucidia is the tree fuchsia. It is a beautiful tree with lovely green glossy leaves. And the interesting thing about that tree itself is that the flowers, which are a reddish orange color, don't actually grow on the stems or the stalk of the flower, of the plant, but it actually grows on the trunk. And in botany, we we talk about cauliflory, and that is, there's not many trees which do that, which gets their flowers directly on the stem of the plant itself. And then another one to take into consideration is Ilex mitis. That is the Cape holly, a beautiful, beautiful small tree to plant in pots. It has this dense, compact growth habit. It also makes wonderful hedges if anybody is ever considering looking for a nice indigenous hedge to plant in your garden to screen off the neighbors, for instance, that doesn't require too much pruning back and trimming. I would certainly say consider Ilex mitis for that, but it makes a wonderful specimen in a container in a small garden. So there we go this morning, planting in containers for small gardens. To quickly recap, consider the type of pot very carefully. Make sure that you've got sufficient drainage. Don't skimp on the type of soil that you're going to be using. And then the three plants that I've mentioned this morning are Nuxia floribunda, Hilaria lucidia, and Ilex mitis.